Can we use our hands and worship our God? Worship Him, worship Him. Amen. God bless you. Be seated. Let's look at one scripture. It's a restoration service. Matthew 16, verse 13, 14, and 15. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" He asked His disciples. And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say you are Elias. And others say you are Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Verse 15 is my emphasis. He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" So, who say you? Who say ye that I am? So, who will tell me who Jesus is? Put your hand and answer me, please. Who knows Jesus? Nobody knows Jesus. So what do you want to come here for? Natal meeting we come for? Yes?
Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God.
Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. Who again? You are repeating what He has spoken. Don't say the one where another person don't talk. Yes?
He is the mighty man in battle.
The mighty one in battle. Yes, sister?
He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the whole world.
You are repeating what somebody has spoken. Yes?
Jesus is our Lord.
Eh?
Jesus is our Lord. Lord.
He's our God. Yes?
Jesus is my Redeemer and Savior.
Eh?
He's my Redeemer and Savior.
He's your Redeemer and Savior. Who again?
Jesus is my Savior.
Your Savior.
Yeah.
Who again? Alpha and Omega of what?
Sir.
What is Alpha and Omega? Alpha and Omega of what? It must be Alpha and Omega of something.
He's yes? the beginning and
Jesus
the
Jesus is our Messiah.
Is what?
Beginning and the ending.
Of what? Beginning and ending of what?
Jesus is our Messiah.
Messiah, yes. What's the meaning of Messiah? You don't know. Okay. You are saying, then say he is Messiah. That's what you are saying. Yes?
Jesus is Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
God with us. Who again?
Jesus is a God, our Savior.
You are repeating
our
what?
Redeemer.
They don't talk him now. They don't talk him. Who again?
Jesus is the Word of God, and He's also God Himself.
Jesus is what?
Word of God. He's also God Himself.
Okay, who again?
Jesus is my physician.
Eh?
He is my physician.
Is your physician? What do you mean?
He has done many things that the doctor will have tell me do this and that, but He has taken care of it.
He's your healer.
Yes.
That's right. Who again?
Jesus is the Son of living God.
Who again?
He's the I am that I am.
What do you mean by I am that I am? Then say He's I am that I am. Yes?
The author and the finisher of our faith.
Eh?
He's the author and the finisher of our faith.
That's right. Who again?
Jesus is our advocate.
The advocate. What do you mean by the advocate?
He's the one that stands for us.
Eh?
The one that stands for us.
I can't hear you.
The one that speaks for us.
The one that
speaks for us.
Speaks for us. Where does He speak for us? Where does He speak for us?
When they condemn, I condemn us with our sins. He's the one that stands on truth, on what we stand for.
Sorry, I'm only hearing noise. I'm not hearing what he is saying. Mm-mm.
He is our advocate. Eh? He stands for us when the enemy wants to condemn us in the presence of God.
Okay, God bless you. Who again? Take the microphone to somebody. Yeah. Let me hear them.
Hello. Jesus is my ever-present help in time of need.
God bless you. Who again?
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Where to where?
Nowhere cometh to God except through him.
God bless you. Who again?
Jesus is God himself.
Somebody has spoken that. Who again?
Jesus is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the Lord God Almighty.
Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Son. Jesus is the Holy Ghost. Jesus is that what? Lord, who is the person saying?
Jesus is the Lord God Almighty.
No, you said Jesus is the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
No, you are wrong.
Jesus is the flesh.
Do you know why? Eh? No, I hope you are not misunderstanding our teaching. No, I didn't say what. There is the man Jesus and there is the name Jesus. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. His name is Jesus, but he's not the Father. He's the Son of the Father.
Okay.
But his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. Who again?
Jesus is the only true Son of God.
We don't hear that one today. We don't hear you now. Sit down. We don't
Jesus
hear you.
Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Eh?
Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace.
I call him Yahweh. Jesus is my Yahweh.
What's the meaning of Yahweh?
He's the existence. He's my existence.
He's the reason of your existence. God bless you. It's your life.
Jesus is the resurrection and
okay.
The life.
Amen. And if you read further, verse 17, and Jesus answered and said unto him, when Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, for you to say who Jesus is, it must be by revelation. But my Father, which is in heaven. And in Luke chapter 10 and verse 22, the reason why he said that flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven, because he said, all things are delivered to me of my Father. He said, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father. So if you will ever know who Jesus is, God had to reveal him to you. Now it's a different thing for you to repeat what you are hearing people say. Some say the Bible say, but you, what of you, who do you say is Jesus? And in verse 18 of Matthew 16, and I say unto thee, Peter, after the Father revealed who he is to you, that thou art Peter, he said, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Which rock? That rock, that revelation of who Jesus Christ is the rock that if you stand your faith on, you place your faith on who you know him to be, he said that is where he will build your faith, and the gates of hell are not prevail against it. Apostle Paul says, if God be for us, who will be against us? It's knowledge. David could face Goliath is this uncircumcised Philistine? It's a revelation that small David had, King Saul, and all the mighty generals in the battlefield didn't have. And God can never move in your life beyond who you know him to be. Personally, I know him to be a healer. And it's not because I read it in the Bible. I have been sick. I called upon him and he healed me. That's revelation. So when you come to me, you are sick. And I want to pray for you. When I tell you he will heal you, I am not just speaking empty words. But I have experienced that he heals. And so, when I was sick some time ago, I just gave my life to Christ, maybe barely 1 year. And I saw divine healing in the Bible. And God was healing me, but this time around, I was almost going to die. And everybody was telling me, go to the hospital. I was so fanatical. My wife is here, she can confirm. I will not even take drugs when I'm sick. I was sure of that revelation. And they came to me, friends and all the neighbors, you will die for nothing. Go to the hospital, take a drug now. I said, don't worry, my God will heal me. Now that word was not empty words I was speaking. I was sure. Then when I speak like that, Satan will increase the thing. And life was going. This was the last prayer I prayed. I said, Lord, everybody knows I'm standing in your word. That's why I have not gone anywhere, believing that you will heal me. And I believe because you have healed me before. If this sickness kills me, I know I will be with you when I die anyway. But the testimony will be that I stood on your word and you did not back it up and I died. That means your word doesn't come to pass always, only sometimes. As I finished that prayer, I saw the demon tormenting me walked out of me. I was healed instantly. Praise the Lord. Upon this rock, therefore you see me, I cannot be afraid of sickness. If God decides to use any sickness and take me away, that's left to him. He can use anything to call you home. But not to be afraid of any sickness. Is there anything God cannot do? It's a revelation. Until you make this revelation of who this Jesus is personal, you would enjoy your Christian faith. How many people know him as a God that answers prayers? How many people? Eh? No. Now, the truth about it is, it's easy to put up your hand. You can never enjoy prayers until you know that if you pray, he will answer. And it's a revelation. If you know you pray, he will answer, then why are you going to give these 419 pastors money to pray for you? Why do you the people charge you money to pray for you? Anywhere you know him to be, stay there. Anyhow you have a revelation who he is, stay there. I have confirmed too much about the reality of this Jesus. That is why I am preaching him. And when I preach confidently. Confidently. Upon this rock of the revelation of who Jesus is. He said, upon that rock, I build my church. So it's important that you know who he is. So that you relate with him with that knowledge. Not many people know who Jesus is. Many so-called Christians, it's just religion. It's just religion. Brethren, Jesus is not an abstract. He is real. Jesus is real. Amen. May God reveal him to you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I say it again. How many people believe that he, this God, answers prayers? How many? Now, if you believe he answers prayer, when prayer points are called, pray and pray with expectation that he will answer. Amen. Pray with expectation that he will answer. I have seen God confirm the reality of his existence, both in my life, amen, and in the life of people around me through their testimonies. That's the reason we allow testimonies for people to confirm the reality of God, to know that we are not following an abstract. We are following a God that is tangible. You can see him. And we know him by his characteristics. This God, amen, that person that said, you know him as the advocate. If you know him as the advocate, praise the Lord, then you will now understand why he says, when you come to Christ, you have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. He's the advocate because his present ministry is the ministry of the high priest. He's the mediator between God and man. And you need to know him so that you will come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in the time of need. The Bible says so. The best thing that can happen to any human being on earth is to know Jesus and have a personal relationship with him. I am a witness. This is part of what we want to achieve in this ministry. That's why once every year in the month of June, we organize this program for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brother Elvis was showing me a scripture. Is it Jeremiah also? Or Ezekiel chapter 16, Jeremiah. How some people use that scripture that says he decked Israel with earring, with gold, with this, with jewelries. He decked them, beautified them. Therefore, Christian women, there's nothing wrong about wearing those jewelries. And I answered Pastor Elvis. I said, people have quoted that to me. Some other persons also quoted, ask me questions. Show me anywhere in the Bible that forbids drinking alcohol. And I say, I don't argue with anybody. Tell the person to go and receive the Holy Ghost. Years ago, before this ministry started, I employed a young woman, a young girl, to be my secretary in my office where I was doing my business. I noticed that she was not wearing a ring, she was not palming her hair, she was not painting. And I asked her, why are you not putting on this? She said, the Lord told her not to. She said, when she dressed up on some occasions, he said the last one was very serious. As she was hanging the earring, he said a voice spoke to her. She turned, she didn't see anybody. She said, the voice said, her name was Tina. Tina, don't put that thing on. I said, and she was speaking in her heart. But other sisters in the church, they put it on. He said, he answered, he said, yes, but you don't put it on. Then you'll understand the mystery of redemption. But the foundation of God standeth sure. He said, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let them that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Jesus said there were many widows in Israel, but he did not send Elijah to any other one except that widow in Zarephath. Why did he send that widow there? I mean, why did he send him to that particular widow? There are people that no matter how you show them things in the Bible, they want to serve God the way they want to. And God knows he will not waste his time with you. But there are some that are sincere. When you show them, they will repent. They are the ones that God will talk to. Amen. I shared this testimony some time ago. That some time ago I was in Milan in Italy. Did that happen in Italy? Yes, I think it was either Italy or Holland, one of those places. Italy. I was preaching in that program. Three young girls were sitting in front like this, front row, with their jeans, trousers, and all those things they put on. And when I finished my sermon, I allowed for questions before I start prayers. He said, why do you say Christian woman should not wear trousers? Can you show us in the Bible? I say, if I show you in the Bible, will you stop wearing it? He said, of course. And when I showed them in the Bible, they looked at each other. I said, you have never seen these scriptures before. He said, no. I said, now that you have seen it, will you obey? He said, of course. We'll not wear trousers. The three of them coerced it. So there are people that when they know the truth, they will obey. They are the ones that God will reveal himself to. And so I said, this is a sister that the Holy Ghost said, don't wear. Then there is another one in the same church that the Holy Ghost will not talk to, will allow you to dress the way you dress. That's the mystery of redemption. That's why we should fear God. I preached a message that I titled Deceived by God. And I preached another message that I titled The Spirit of Delusion. The Bible says he will make those who refuse the knowledge of truth but have pleasure in unrighteousness. He said he will delude, that he will give them the spirit of delusion to make them believe a lie. So that in believing that lie, they will follow that lie and go and be destroyed. It's in the Bible. It's a mystery. So I say, go get the Holy Ghost. Hey, brother, when they drink beer, do you receive the Holy Ghost? He said, yes. I said, well, I used to drink also. When I received my own Holy Ghost, the taste for alcohol died. But if your own Holy Ghost increases the taste for alcohol, go ahead. My own Holy Ghost, don't give me drink alcohol. So, continue. Sister, the Holy Ghost you received encourages you, plus the tongue you are speaking, to wear trouser, to dress half naked, and live the worldly life you live. There's another sister that the same Holy Ghost you claim you received, she received. And the Holy Ghost told her, drop those things. It's a mystery of redemption. That's why Apostle Peter said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. There's a difference between the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that is exactly what we are into this season. Come and be converted. Don't add Jesus to your law, to your old lifestyle. Very soon, we will leave this world. The rapture will strike. How many people want to go in the rapture? Amen. Before Uncle, who know one better thing? Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to go to hell. There's a judgment that is coming. I preached my message on Sunday. The wrath to come. There is judgment that is coming. But before judgment, God always extends his mercy. And people are making caricature of us now. that are striving to enter. Amen. A professor sent me a message yesterday, and he's saying that, so all of you ministers, maybe you jam them. This one, academician. This one, I know him very well. He has 8 doctorate degrees. Now he's a professor, Wilson. You know, he won't call. He said yesterday to me, he said that salvation is by God's selection. He says, if it is by predestination, then why are we struggling? Why are we striving? After all, he's the one to choose to give the Holy Ghost. Which part do we have to play again? Why do I have to fast? Why do I have to test for it when it is my predestination? Can you see why you cannot understand the things of God by your carnal knowledge? We need the spirit of revelation. But I thank God, by the time I finish answering him, he hands up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because there is a book of life written from the foundation of the world. That is the reason why we say once you are saved, forever you are saved. Because God is not gambling. That's another doctrine. Amen. Listen, church. It is by God's foreknowledge. How did my name come into the book of life from the foundation of the world? It is because God knew me thousands of years before I was born. He knew all my father's children. A good number of my father's children are Muslims. Few are Christians. Me, my own, I was neither Christian nor Muslim. I had no God in my agenda. But by foreknowledge, amen. When I went to marry my wife, the papa rejected me with all alacrity. 2 reasons why he rejected me, and is justified according to his tradition and his belief. 1, he was deeper life. And me, I be unbeliever, coming to marry the wife of a deeper life elder of a deeper life church. 2, I come from the north. She's from the south. Igbo speaking, Delta. Malam is coming for... And I had no God in my agenda. But did God know while he was rejecting me as an unbeliever? God was seeing me as an instrument that he will use to convert people. Did God know the day I gave my life to Christ? No. He knew it from the foundation of the world. He knows that where he will corner me, if he corner me well and reveal himself to me, I will follow him. I will drop every other thing. He knew it. Therefore, he put my name in a book of the human beings that will be saved. Oh, that is what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. And they are the ones, only ones, because he knows that if he reveal who the Holy Ghost is, you will hunger and thirst for it. Therefore, he positions you to get the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is eternal life. Amen. Operating the gifts like we are doing here, we the ministers here, is not evidence of salvation. That's what we try to tell the people. And what is the evidence of the Holy Ghost? We try to tell the people The evidence of the Holy Ghost is not the gift you operate. Speaking in tongues is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Babalawo speaks in tongues. And I know people who speak in tongues and still fornicate. I know people who speak in tongues and do all the, in fact, all the abominable things that are going on, they do it. I know drunkards. I know somebody who has sat in a beer parlor with unbeliever. As he was drinking his own beer, he did give somebody revelation. So that is not for salvation. That's why we say, come and know who the Holy Ghost is and what the Holy Ghost is not. Be sure that when he comes, he will go with you. Amen. Very soon, this world will end. And it is going to end with fire. The Bible says so. It is called the day of vengeance. It is called the day of the Lord. It is a day to punish the inhabitants of the earth. The Bible says so. Peter saw it. Isaiah saw it. Ezekiel saw it. Jeremiah saw it. John in the Isle of Patmos saw it. This is how it will happen. This is how John saw it. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. Under the sixth seal, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell onto the earth, even as a fig tree casted her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that seated on the throne, and from the wrath, the anger of the Lamb. Hey! We are reading it now. It's looking like we're reading newspaper. One of these days, these things will come to pass. But before it happens, he said, this is the day of acceptance. Give your life to Christ. What shall it profit you to gain the whole world and lose your soul? You are pursuing money to make ends meet. Pursue eternal life also. There is life beyond this earth. For it is appointed unto man once to die. After that is judgment. How will you be judged? Which side will you be? Heaven or hell? That's why we sang that song on Sunday. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, never be. When the saints shall march to heaven, with Jesus as the leader, among the soldiers, yes, there were soldiers singing and rejoicing. Oh, yeah, the singers shouting. Oh, no, had I known. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, the singers' voice are here. Cheers. you know why I like to talk about Jesus? Because he's the owner of my soul. You know why I like to talk about Jesus? If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be?
I'm so glad that our Lord rose here.
If it had not been for him, where will I be now? Maybe I forget one hangover by this time. I go there one hotel with one girl somewhere. The day my trouble started, from where God arrested me, I have 5 girls in 5 different hotels in Lagos. And my wife, they're here now. Now the former me be that too. 5. I mean 5. I can name the hotels. We have Stopover Hotel. We had New World Hotel at Ikeja. Stopover Hotel was the somewhere airport road here. We had Sheraton Hotel. And there was a hotel behind my house, Mabatko Hotel. Different. You know, it's a course. It's a course now. And I get wife. It's a course. But he brought me out of the mire. Hallelujah. When I got to know Jesus, I will never forget. After he appeared to me, for 6 months, the first 6 months, every day I was crying. You love me so much. You didn't allow me to die until I knew you. That's why I always remind him. It's not because I prayed that is why you saved me. The thing where you see, where make you save me, let it be the reason for you to keep me saved. I love him. I love this Jesus so much. I can sing boldly. Gone from my heart, the world and all its charms.
I love him. I love him. I love him.
my testimony.
Was a slave to passions fierce within. Was afraid to trust and love.
Oh, yes.
But now I'm cleansed from every stain through Jesus. Do you love him?
Oh, yes. Do you love him?
I love him.
Hey. Condemnation. My sins are gone. The day I gave my life to Christ, entered that water and came out, all my sins were washed away. I stand before God justified. And he gave me the Holy Ghost, the power to live a righteous life, to live a life pleasing before him. Give me eternal life. As soon as they see me so, oh, I am an eternal being. If you hear that I am dead, I am not dead, I am sleeping. In the resurrection morning, you will see me. I will wake up. Praise the Lord. And the accuser of the brethren has been overcome by the blood of Jesus. What is he accusing you of? Fully paid on the cross on Calvary. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Oh, glory be to God. He gave me the gift. It's a gift. I didn't work for it. Come and test and see that the Lord is good. I am an evidence. Hallelujah. A shrine is contesting with you. That what? Oh, glory be to God. I think one of the prophets was giving me a testimony during counseling last week. He said a man came for counseling, and the eye was open. About 13 or 14 children of a man, all of them died, the remaining only him. And the same way others are dying, his own too. The sign have started. The spirit will walk in and be making demands. Give me what belongs to me. Give me what belongs to me. And they are wondering what. We hear the voice, so you hear like a giant walking in the room. The next thing you hear is the person, don't die, you go. And the prophet's eyes was open. And he said, see what I am seeing. You know, the man said, that's why we're telling somebody. The person said, go to bride assembly. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The covenant that the father had with the shrine, he did not keep the promise to go back concerning his children. Therefore, the shrine is demanding every one of them. One by one, is killing them one after the other. Hey, glory be to God. But in the Old Testament, there was a city of refuge. Oh, glory be to God. If you can run, even if you are guilty, even the lawful captive, that is, you deserve to be in that captivity, but the lawful captive shall be delivered. If you can run and cross the border into that city of refuge that was created for them, amen, the avenger of blood will not get you. And you are to remain there until the tenure of the existing, until the existing high priest dies. And our city of refuge is the blood of Jesus. If you run unto it, and our high priest abided forever, he will not die. He abided forever. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the joy of the Christian faith. When man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Whatever Satan is using and tormenting you, tormenting your health, tormenting your marriage, tormenting your business, whatever reason, he's doing it because of your ignorance. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of the freedom God gave us on the cross of Calvary. He shouted, "It is finished." Stand up with your water.